cell phone footage shot by bystanders showing sometimes violent police interactions with civilians have led to more discussions about whether officers should wear body cameras. In some cities, local law enforcement have resisted that idea, but WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports that in Clarksville, the police department has actually been one of its biggest supporters.
More than 80% of police officers in Clarksville say they'd like to wear a body camera. That's according to Alonso Ansley, the chief of police.
They're not afraid. They're not afraid to, you know, they treat people with respect. They do that every day. In today's technology, the people are recording us. We'll record you.
He says it's the younger, more tech-savvy officers that really advocate for their use. He says the cameras aren't just a way to document police brutality. They can be just as beneficial in discouraging citizens from acting out during an arrest or to defend officers that are wrongfully accused. This has already been proven to be true with past allegations. Last year, Clarksville Police Department received 3 citizen complaints for excessive use of force. According to our report, all 3 cases found that officers did not violate policy after investigations that used video or audio from their car cameras. The body cameras are expected to be rolled out by late 2018 or early 2019. It will cost the city more than $650,000. Half of the funds will be paid for by a federal grant doled out by the U.S. Department of Justice. Though the ACLU of Tennessee applauded the city's move, they did raise concerns about how quickly footage might be released to the public during a use of force investigation. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.